This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Less than a third of Colorado children are proficient in math, according to new test data released today. Reading scores aren't much better. Only 34% of eighth graders met the proficiency benchmark. Educators say the drop in scores reflect the pandemic's long-term impact on kids. Colorado also saw a massive performance gap between lower-income students and their peers. Just 19% of students eligible for free and reduced-price lunch scored proficient or above in fourth grade reading. Lighting along Montrose's parks and trails is going solar. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the city started replacing aging fixtures with ones powered by the sun.
The city of Montrose says these new lights not only benefit the environment, but have lower maintenance and energy costs. They also eliminate the need for underground wiring, are easier to automate than traditional lights, and are more resistant to vandals. The city estimates it will take several years to replace the lights at all parks, pathways, and trails. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is probably headed for a few months of dry, warm weather. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration suggests the southwestern half of Colorado is likely to be warmer than normal from November through January. The southern edge and southeastern corner are leaning drier. Drought is also expected to continue or worsen on the western slope and eastern plains. An unusually cold patch of Pacific Ocean water known as La Nina is fueling the dry and warm weather. Right now in Denver, it's 49 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC.